Anthrax. Most Americans first learned of the killer disease shortly after the September 11, 2001 terror attacks, when bacterial spores turned up in letters mailed to government offices and newspapers in the United States. The anthrax killed at least 5 Americans and infected others. Researcher Amir Etadeya.
A little amount of anthrax could contaminate a whole building, like the Hart Senate building, and we saw a lot of deaths coming from these anthrax attacks. So as far as anthrax goes, a little amount could cause a lot of deaths.
When the anthrax attacks occurred, the only way that we found out about them was that we observed people getting sick. And of course, that's not a very good way of monitoring. It's the sort of canary approach.
Dr. Adrian Ponce works for NASA, the U.S. Space Agency. He was part of a team of chemists at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California, which was developing a device for preventing the contamination of spacecraft traveling on Mars and in outer space. They realized the device they were testing might have applications on Earth in detecting anthrax.
It works great. I mean, we got it to work in our first try in 2002 with a very simple and cheap system. And then since then, we've been working with this company to develop a commercial prototype incorporating their air sampler.
NASA is partnered with Universal Detection Technology, a public company that assists in marketing and improving the device, which looks like a smoke detector. Placed in large vents, it samples the air every 15 minutes. Spores found are quickly heated and broken open for analysis. Chemical sensors turn a solution bright green if anthrax is present, triggering an alarm. It all takes place in less than 15 minutes. Fast enough, NASA says, to prevent widespread contamination and save lives.
We don't just want to develop technology, we want to apply it and have it be useful for a lot of people.
While there are other anthrax detectors on the market, the one developed by the U.S. Space Agency is one of the smallest, quickest, and cheapest. Paul Sisko, VOA News.